Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Lacey and Amber's Unbelievable Stories.
Yay.
We're Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar of the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. Heard of it?
You frickin' better.
And the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Dynasty.
That's right. We officially have a dynasty. And it's a pretty cool place to be.
Yeah.
Guys, on this week's Unbelievable Story, it's pretty bad. Okay? Now, I am a nice guy and I'm clean. I swear to God.
She
is. Even if I wasn't, ain't shit in this house. So my house, it's in nature and it has a lot of weird areas. So because of that, there is an area that will every once in a while have a dead mouse in a mousetrap.
You need to tell them it's in the caverns below.
It's like in caverns below the below the house. It's not a real area. It's like a little, like I've never seen one of these things. So whatever. Organ man comes, he takes it away. But every once in a while, there'll be a mouse and I'll fucking die. So like once I saw a fly in the house. Well, it's cold. So that makes me think there's a mouse. I go downstairs. My friend Molly's in town. And I go, Molly, you have to come with me while I look in this room and see if there's a mouse in here. And so she did. And there was. And I fucking died. And I called the orchid and they came and they took it away. So then a handyman came to fix this and that. After he had fixed this and that, I said, hey, do you think that you could look in this room and see if there's a mouse in here? And if there is, can you throw it out? And he goes, sure. And I take him downstairs to that weird area and he goes, okay. And I go, is there a mouse in there? And he goes, there's two. And then he goes, would you like me to chase you around the house with it? I was like, I love you forever, guy, because that's a fucking funny.
That was pretty
joke.
Funny.
That was a good joke. Anyway, so all that happens, right? I am disgusted at the mice and I'm scared. So, cut to me and Lacey working out for the fifth time. I am working out. This is at the beginning of some other podcast that we've done. And I in that podcast, I go, hey, you go and listen to our Unbelievable Stories and you hear the rest of it. After I had possibly gotten a hernia from working out with Lacey. We laughed, but that shit.
Everyone, please find that podcast. Well,
it could be a hernia. So, I get in the car, I start backing up and the car dies and I go, well, I guess I'm not going to the doctor. The next day I go take the car in to Midas. They say, you got to come here and look at this. A mouse has made a home in the engine of the car. And I can't go to the doctor because a mouse is in the engine of the car.
He lived there, guys.
He lived there. And it looks like you took all of the stuffing out of a pillow and put it in the engine of the car.
He made a nice house. It's a nice little mess.
I see why he chose to live there instead of inside of this house because it's nicer than my home. But isn't that crazy? Guys, the mice, they won't leave me alone. So now everything's fine. But there was a very terrible mouse time there for a second where the mice, they tried to get me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I had a hernia and it's not there. And I still very well could have a hernia. Okay,
yeah, she needs to go to the doctor, everyone. She's being brave, or should I say stubborn.
Hey.
And won't get that checked out. And she didn't get it checked out, karma put a mouse in her car.
That's the truth.
Yeah, I was falling apart before that hernia thing.
That's the truth.
And now that's the straw.
You play in the face of karma, you get a mouse.
And everybody knows that.
He lived in the car, guys. It's inside of the engine. What? And I don't drive enough to where it would have killed him. He could have lived in there forever.
We don't drive. We haven't been driving that much.
To the grocery store. Home from the grocery store.
It was just warming him up. He loved it. It was like a little ride.
He had to love it.
It's keeping him toasty.
Can you freaking believe it?
I feel like this happens more often than you would think.
That animals make their home in
all the time.
Engine?
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah. I think like squirrels or what? The guy told you it's vermin.
He did say vermin.
It's vermin.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good. And I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I have, and I am embarrassed to say this, was not my fault that I have left the window open in my car and come to my car the next morning and a cat jumps out.
Ugh.
That's the worst.
Yuck.
Because you don't want a cat living in, you want a mouse. You don't want a cat living in your car.
But again, if you have a mouse living in your car, you should put a cat in there and catch the mouse out. You're fine.
Whoever left that window down got into a lot of trouble because I do not leave my windows down and that grosses me out. But
who left the window down?
I can't say the name. Try to save people so they don't get embarrassed. Oh. But yeah.
Was it me?
Could have been you, fool. You left.
I do love to roll down the windows.
I hate leaving the windows down.
Gotta roll down the windows.
And where I lived in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Tons of raccoons and tons of cats were everywhere. So if you left that window down, you never knew what was going to jump out. I don't care for that.
Okay.
You don't want a person jumping out of your car either.
That's true. I'd rather a raccoon.
You ever had a person in your car that was unwanted? I have.
What? What are you talking about?
So I was coming out of a store. I think I've told you this story. And I hope I have not told it on this podcast, but this is a true story. At Walmart. And I'm parked far away. I am the laziest parker. I will try to get as close to the door as possible, but I parked very far away. And as I'm in the store, a man is following me around. And he's like, hey, hi. And I'm like, no, like, I'm not talking to you. You seem strange. I'm just trying to get groceries. When I go to check out, he checks out at the same time I do. I get out of line. I've done this before because you're not going to stand behind me. And now you're bothering me and I'm stuck in a line with you. So I get out. And he turns and he looks. So he checks out. Then I'm like, fine, he's gone. I check out. As I'm leaving the store, he's following me. He's waited for me in the parking lot. He follows me to my car.
No.
And dumb me, no. I unlock my door because I'm trying to get in real fast. And he goes on the other side of my door and sits down.
Yeah.
Amber, has he chosen the wrong person to do? When I tell you, I was not afraid in any way. Yeah. He sat down in my car and I said, sir, you're going to have to get out of my car. No, he goes, you got to give me your number first. And I said, that's not how this works. You're not getting my number.
Yeah.
So I call. And it's so funny. As all of this has happened, you know, you're looking around.
Yeah.
You're trying to see, is there a man that's going to walk? Walmart ain't got no parking lot security guard.
Yeah.
But you're trying to see, can anyone see that this is going on? Can someone come over and save me? I don't see anyone. So I call 911. And I said, you know, they're like, 911, what's the emergency? I said, I'm in the Walmart parking lot and a man just got into my car. And they're like, then the lady goes, what? And the guy yells, just give me your number and I'll get out of the car. And she's kind of like giggling about it too. She's like, ma'am, do you want us to sit? I said, yes, please send someone right away. I said, or I will stab him. And she goes, ma'am, don't stab him. And I just let him know you've gotten in the wrong car. So we just do a face off for, you know, a couple seconds. And he finally goes, fine. And he just gets out of the car. But just some weirdo. Like, I was in no way scared of him. It was just more like annoying. Now, I hate to say this, but when someone looks a certain way, he was that skinny little wiry geek. Now, if he had been 6'5", 250, he opened my door. I'm gone. Like, I've got the keys. I'm going back inside Walmart. I'm calling. I felt like I had a fighting chance.
That's right.
Not to say that a skinny wiry guy could, but I just, in my mind, I'm like, let's do this. But a larger person? Nah, I'm not wasting. I don't have a chance.
Have had this exact same feeling. And you guys can find out about it on the next episode of Amber and Lacey's Unbelievable Stories. Okay? So get into it. Grab your knife and buckle up. Because guys, people are nuts. Man.
We attract folks a want certain me to person.
I guarantee you I will not make it through this life. Without stabbing at least one person.
Don't say that. You're admitting. Don't do it, man.
Santa Claus. Let that bitch come down the chimney.
She keeps threatening Santa Claus this season. We're not going to get anything. Oh, poor Santa. Stop threatening Santa Claus. Run up or get done up? Did you just say that to Santa Claus?
Run up if you miss.
We do, though, attract. And it's not because he didn't think I was Amber Ruffin. He didn't know who I was. He just got in my car.
Fucking. Go ahead and get marker. See what the fuck
think
happens.
About his thought process. If I sit in this lady's car, we're going to fall in love.
Yeah.
She's going to think this is the most romantic thing in the world. And she's going to love me. And this will be the story we tell our children.
Ugh.
No, sir. That's not going to happen.
So we say all this to say consent matters. Don't work out too hard. And, you know, watch out for mice. Mm-hmm. Right? That was this week's unbelievable story. Become a diamond subscriber.
And you'll get diamonds
and you will
and better stories.
Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Literal diamonds in the mail.
Yeah.
Then you can hear Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show with no ads. Will you miss them?
Yeah.
Do we miss you? Yeah. Okay. Goodbye. I love you. Bye.
Aww.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events.
With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.